Welcome to Super Scoreboard's Five Grand Fan. We're here for the summer to bring you all the very latest sports news. The chance to win £5,000, and you can give us a call on 0141 951 1025.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Five Grand Fan. Register to play
at ClydeOne.com.
A very good evening and welcome to Clyde One's Super Scoreboard's Five Grand Fan. I'm Alison Conroy and joining me tonight in the studio is Gordon Dalziel. Rangers end their dispute with Sports Direct, entering into a new deal allowing fans to buy strips again. Scott Sinclair's eyeing another unbeaten season with Celtic, and Motherwell captain Keith Lasley hangs up his boots after being appointed the club's new assistant manager. Remember, if there's something you'd like to talk about tonight, you can give us a call on 0141 951 1025. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Alison.
Are you well?
Yes, very much so.
On this Wednesday night?
Yes, Wednesday night, yes. I got mixed up there. I thought it was Tuesday.
I was convinced it was Tuesday. Arguing with me about it.
Unfortunately, Wednesday's my day off, but I won't have a day off tomorrow, so back to work tomorrow.
Wednesday, further into the week.
Yeah,
the longest day.
Yeah, hump day, it's called. Yes. Once you go over that, it's to the weekend. And
heading
look
into
forward.
The weekend.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Indeed. Well, let's go to Rangers first. And Dave King's dispute with Mike Ashley's over after the Rangers chairman's announced a deal's been struck with the Sports Direct businessman. The Ibrox chief called a surprise media conference this afternoon to confirm a new kit deal with Ashley's retail firm has been agreed. It sees a current 7-year merchandise agreement, which reportedly earned Rangers 7 pence from every pound spent in club shops, ripped up, and a new 12-month contract put in place. King hopes the deal will encourage supporters to end their kit sale boycott and provide a major financial boost.
As part of the new arrangements, the Rangers Retail Limited joint venture between the club and Sports Direct has ended, and going forward, the Rangers Football Club will deal directly with Sports Direct. The new arrangements represent a fresh start for the Rangers Megastore, the relaunch of the Rangers Web Store, and the sale of Rangers kit and products throughout SD's stores. The financial arrangements between the parties are transformed. The football club will now receive by far the majority of net profits from the retail operations at the Megastore and Webstore, together with an equal share of all net profits from sales through Sports Direct. You know, previously the figure of Rangers getting 7p in the pound was fairly accurate. Now, by far the largest part of the profits is now coming to the club. I mean, Sports Direct are providing a service. They've got bricks and mortar, they've got costs, they're carrying the stock, so they're being compensated for that, but in terms of the profit, most of the profit's going to come to the club, substantially so.
A monumental day is what Dave King has called this.
Yeah, not just for the Rangers board, Alison, but for the Rangers supporters as well, because you know what like it is at Christmas, the beginning of the season, the supporters want their new kit, they want their new strips, they want to go along there and support their club. Now that gate's been opened by this announcement today from Dave King. I think it's fantastic news for everyone concerned. As Dave King touched upon there, 7 pence in the pound. Mm-hmm. A lot of Rangers fans boycotted buying strips, obviously, because most of the money was going to Sports Direct. That's now changed. Most of the money will be going into Rangers to help fund Rangers, to help make Rangers better, make them stronger and financially stronger as well. So I think it's terrific news if you're a Rangers fan, and I'm sure now there'll be thousands upon thousands of Rangers fans going and buying their kit for next year.
Rangers have been needing investment, and this is probably much needed for them.
Yeah, and plus the fact you've got to take into consideration the legal costs as well, fighting this. Mm-hmm. It will be a lot of money. That's now gone as well. So instead of money going out the club, and, you know, 7 pence in the pound for the strips, which Rangers fans were boycotting, all of a sudden there's a turnaround. The legal costs will now go. And I'm sure that all the fans now known with the fact that Dave King's come out and said, go and buy your stuff, go and buy your strips, because it comes to the club, it makes the club stronger. It helps them then put more money into the transfer kitty to give the Rangers manager to strengthen his team, to try and have a go at challenging Celtic.
We'll hear a little bit more about what Dave King had to say at that media conference in a minute, but I want to go onto the phones, and George in Motherwell's given us a call. Hello, George.
Hi, good evening, Alison. Good evening, Gordon.
Hi, George.
Hi, I think Mr. King's is a monumental day in the Rangers Football Club's history. as he stated before, the club was number one in the retail merchandise in Britain. If you look at that, I mean, of all the clubs that's involved, that's a millions and millions and millions of pounds range have been missing out in the last, what, 5-6 years. I think now we have got our club back 99.9%, and that's all thanks is down to Mr. King, the board, and also, don't forget, the fans worldwide. Not just in Britain, worldwide, who stopped buying this merchandise and the kit when that deal was done with the previous regime at Ibrox. And I think now we will show everybody that we are back now, and seriously, we'll be back challenging big time, because the millions of pounds is going to be put into this club will carry Rangers forward for the next 10, 15, however long years. But I would just like to thank Mr. King again, the board, and everybody involved, all the fans who stopped buying this kit, and just glad that now we are back to being number one on the merchandising. It'll maybe take us a year or two to get back on the pitch, but we are certainly back with a bang now.
Yeah, certainly, there's no doubt the news today certainly helps Rangers as a club going forward financially. As I touched on, even the legal bills will be gone. You've got to give all the credit to Dave King and the Rangers board. They've succeeded in what they wanted to do. Yes, Sports Direct is still there, and they're there for another season. But
only 1 year, Gordon.
That's
a great deal.
Exactly.
We've only got Mr. Whatever his name is again.
Mike Ashley.
For Mike Ashley for one season.
Yeah.
And that is monumental as well. He's a shareholder, but only one season. This deal lasts with Mr. Ashley. Still, the millions are going to get back into the club. Now, we, after that one season, whether he thinks it's a good deal for him to carry forward a better deal again, or we can then talk to other Adidas, Nike, any other retailer or any other company that's wanting to invest and go forward with Rangers, because they all know now that Rangers are on the up now, and there's going to be money made for both companies.
George, I do agree with you in the sense that I think it puts Rangers now in a very, very strong position. You're right. Mike Ashley's decided, right, okay, we'll do this deal. It's 1 year. And then at the end of that year, Rangers are free to go and negotiate with any company whatsoever. And Rangers are a big brand. And I'm sure you're talking about even, you know, not even in Scotland, but Rangers all over the world is a big brand. And I'm sure all the supporters will be delighted with the news tonight. They're delighted with the statement that the chairman's now come out with. And he's now saying to Rangers supporters, go and buy the merchandise, because it helps Rangers go forward financially, and we know that they need the money to strengthen, to even make a challenge to Celtic, who have got bags and bags of money. But this is a fantastic piece of business, and it's great news for everyone concerned.
It's not often that you hear from Dave King that he speaks to the media. He flew in this morning, I think it was, to finalise this one.
Yeah, and he was talking about that he wasn't too sure, Alison, if he was going to, I think he's leaving on Friday again to go back to South Africa, and he wasn't too sure, but he got the news that the deal was getting put over the line, and I'm sure he was over the moon as much as every Rangers supporter is, and it gives Rangers now a bit of breathing space to go. As I say, they're still tied in for a year,
yeah,
but they're getting the majority of the money. The money's getting invested into the club, and then next year they can go and negotiate with other companies, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of companies lining up to do a deal with Rangers, especially with the support they've got.
I want to get our first contestant on in a minute, but let's hear a little bit more about what Dave King had to say today. Six new signings have already been made at Rangers as Pedro Caixinha looks to strengthen his squad for Europa League qualifying and the new season. But Dave King's insisting they weren't pinning their hopes on this deal to fund them.
The investment in the squad is still being funded by internal resources. There have been additional funds put in by myself and some of the other investors as part of the ongoing commitment. I think we have said repeatedly that we were going to try and advance the club over a period of years and step up the investment each year, hopefully be back in Europe, and I think that's what we've done. But the investment that we've made so far has not anticipated any revenue at all from retail operations. It has not anticipated any revenue from retail operations. So the investment we've made in the squad at this point in time has assumed that a deal will not be done. It obviously gives us more flexibility going forward. What we've agreed, and it has been the situation up to now, is if the club has required funds, it was coming from shareholders by way of interest-free loans. So we've continued, yes, on the same basis we've done previously. So recently, in fact, within the last couple of days, further funds have been transferred into the club from myself and the Three Bears and others who've committed to funding the club. And at the time that we were looking at the decision to step up the quality of the squad as we're looking to an early access into Europe and looking at perhaps giving a more honest challenge to Celtic next year than we did last year. Obviously, we're all very disappointed about the performance last year. It was necessary for me to go to these investors and say, once again, you've got to pony up here. We need to do this. We've committed to doing that, but the funds have got to come from us. It's interest-free loan on the same basis as had been made previously.
So it's still being funded at the moment by these interest-free loans?
Yeah, that's what the Rangers chairman has just said there, Alison, that they had to go to the Three Bears and other shareholders and investors to try and strengthen the squad. They couldn't count on this deal getting across the line, but that must come as a massive bonus to them this afternoon. When that was announced, that the deal has been done, it's put in place, and I think now they can go and, you know, with the finances coming in, whether they decide to start paying some of those loans off, whether they start putting so much into the transfer kitty as well. I'm sure the Rangers manager will be looking, thinking, oh, maybe another couple of players could be invested in. So it'll be interesting to see how they go about, you know, putting the money around about the club.
So fans shouldn't be concerned at the moment when they're listening to Dave King thinking we're still taking these interest-free loans.
I don't think so. I think Dave King today has been very positive. He's been very upright and upfront, sorry, and honest about where the money was coming from. And with today's deal, I think it puts him in a strong position, because the interest-free loans, if this is a case now that all the money, well, the biggest percentage of money, I'm sorry, for the retails coming back to the club, then they're in a position to pay these off, Alison. So financially, it's been a terrific day for Rangers Football Club.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan.
Time to get our first contestant on the line for Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. And we do have Paul Rice from Falkirk. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Alison. Hi, Gordon. How you
Hi,
doing,
Paul.
Guys?
You're a Falkirk fan.
I am indeed.
How are you feeling? You've brought in a couple of players. You've got Alex Harris, David Mitchell, a couple of players signing extensions as well. Are you feeling confident for the new season?
I think so. I think we'll be able to be a challenger, and if we can get a bit of consistency this season, because we finished second last year, but we never really had a sustained spell the consistency. So another couple of signings, and I'm sure this is the year we can certainly mount a good challenge.
Yes,
Hearts or Rangers.
It's been a frustrating couple of seasons at the end of the season for you, hasn't it?
Oh, aye. Partly being a Falkirk fan, though, Alison.
I would always say get back to Brockville. It was one of my favourite grounds. I used to play there.
It was a great ground, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. Do you know what was great about it? It was always a lovely pitch, but it was the atmosphere, because the crowd were right on top of you, and I used to look forward to going to Brockville. I miss the sort of the older grounds, Alison. And I must admit, Brockville had great history about
it. And those ones in the flats round about, they could just watch the game from the
window. Exactly, yeah, the cheap seats, as we call them.
Paul, are you ready to give this a go and try and get onto the leaderboard? Okay, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass, but I need to take your first answer. Okay?
Okay.
Which Scottish League One side's motto is to play for the sake of playing?
Montrose.
Scott Stuart Houston was caretaker manager of which English club on two separate occasions?
Blackburn Rovers.
What colour did Inter Milan play in?
Blue and black.
Jordan Thompson, who beat Andy Murray at Queen's, is ranked what in the world?
112.
Who's been named a Motherwell assistant manager?
Keith Lasley.
Which current Celtic player made his 400th appearance for the club last season?
Scott Brown.
It was Scott Brown. I can tell you got three right there, Paul. A couple of tricky ones in there. I'll run through it. Which Scottish League One side's motto is to play for the sake of playing, Gordon?
No idea.
He did know this earlier. He's clearly forgotten. Queen's Park. Scott Stewart Houston was caretaker manager of which English club on two separate occasions?
I know that, Arsenal.
Inter Milan do play in black and blue. Jordan Thompson, who beat Andy Murray yesterday, is ranked 90th in the world. Keith Leslie has been named Motherwell's assistant manager. And yes, it was Scott Brown who made his 400th appearance for Celtic last season. So, Paul, you got three. Well done. Thanks for registering and taking part.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Even when you know the answers, you still forget them.
Alison, I've got so much in my mind. I'm trying to do three different jobs. Do you know, I can't believe I forgot that because I got that right when
That's
you asked
why I
me.
A couple of other things at Rangers. Eduardo Herrero and Carlos Peña on their way over to confirm their deals. Herrera seems confident that his is about done. They've been waiting on their work permits as well as Morelos was earlier in the week.
Yeah, and it looks like the business is going to be done. Rangers are going about their business and signing players, Alison, because I think every Rangers fan, even today's news, has been brilliant for them. But the most important thing is on the pitch. It's what the new Rangers manager provides on the pitch. Because that's what the Rangers fans, as much as they'll go and buy their strips and their merchandise, they want to see a decent Rangers team. And I think Dave King said it there, an honest challenge to Celtic. Yeah. And I think he's totally right. And I think that's what every Rangers fan's looking towards. It's a big, big ask, because let's not forget, a team that went through the full league season without losing a game, won the treble. They've got a terrific manager and a terrific squad. So as much as it is great news for Rangers today with the deal going through, it's all about what the Rangers manager provides on the pitch. And there's a lot of players there unknown to a lot of people, as myself especially, and it'll be interesting to see how they fit into the system that he's going to play. But I'm sure every Rangers fan's looking for the start of the season to come to see how they're going to play.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards at £5,000 fan. We'll hear from Celtic winger Scott Sinclair after these.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan. Make us some assigning now by signing up to play at ClydeOne.com.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards £5,000 fan with me, Alison Conroy and Gordon Dale. Remember, you can give us a call tonight on 0141 951 1025. Well, Celtic forward Scott Sinclair setting his sights on another unbeaten season. Brendan Rodgers' treble winners completed a remarkable campaign last term by going 47 games without losing to Scottish opposition. And Sinclair reckons his team are more than capable of extending their incredible record into a second year.
Well, I'd like to think so, but like I keep saying, is when we go into the games, I think we do exactly the same thing as we did last year. It's going to every game and take it game by game and see where it takes us. I think everyone will trying to beat us. I think because we've gone unbeaten last year, I think everyone will be coming sort of out the blocks and ready to sort of stop our unbeaten run. So I'm sure Aberdeen will be up there, and I'm sure, you know, every sort of team will be trying to win.
I'd like to think they can go unbeaten again.
Oh, it'd be incredible, Alison. I don't think it will happen. 47 games without losing is remarkable. And you've got to say they were absolutely terrific. The football they played, the style of football, he was Scottish Player of the Year, deservedly so. And, you know, he's very confident, and he's confident in his manager, he's confident in his own teammates. But to go another 47 games undefeated would be, for me, a miracle. It's not going to happen, but it's going to take a real good performance and an off day to actually beat them, because they are a top side.
We watched them a lot last season and they could dig deep. That game at Motherwell is one that will always
and that's got to go down to the manager as much as the players, because the manager changed the system in the second half, Alison. And all of a sudden, Celtic just looked a completely different team. That's where Brendan Rodgers stands head and shoulders just now above a lot of managers and coaches in Scotland. He doesn't wait about. He knows how to change a game. He knows how to get the best out of his players. And last year, it certainly worked for him. And you're right. We always go back to that day that you look at that at halftime, you're thinking, well, Motherwell could be the team here at Fir Park to beat Celtic, and they come out and they were just absolutely brilliant second half.
Well, the full squad will be back training tomorrow, and then Celtic will head to a pre-season training camp. The first Champions League qualifiers only a few weeks away, and Scott Sinclair says they all want to go that step further in Europe.
A few of the international boys come back tomorrow, and by next week we'll be going to Austria to go out there and basically get our work done and sort of get ready for the upcoming games. You know, the season we had, we want to sort of go through to the group stages, and we want to sort of progress from there. And that's all we sort of head towards, and that's what we need to achieve. But you know, all we got to do is sort of take sort of every step as it, of every game as it comes that we've been doing, and make sure we get ready for the games. I think we're much stronger. I think throughout the whole season, you know, last season, you know, game by game, I thought we improved dramatically from the start to finish. I think, you know, we started off very well, and we finished off even stronger. And obviously, if we can do that now, going into this season, hopefully we can do the same. Well, the main thing is to get into the group stages. I think you know, once we do that, then we can sort of talk about how far we want to take it. But you know, it's quite hard to say, you know, if we go right to the group stages, right onto that. But I think, you know, the main aim is to get into the group stage.
Main aim to get to the group stages. They want to do that little bit better in Europe than they did last season. That would be progress on last season.
Yeah, but he's right. It's getting to the group stages and then taking your chance. If you look at last year's group, it wasn't the easiest by any matter of means. And but to get there, and I'm sure every Celtic supporter going along to Celtic Park to watch the Barcelonas and the Manchester Cities and teams like that obviously loved it. But if they're going to go any further, then they've got to get a little bit of luck in the draw, Alison. And they're capable, because they've showed in years gone by, especially at Celtic Park and Champions League night, they're a match for anyone. They really are. The big problem is, if you're going to go any further in that competition, you've got to go away from home, dig in, and pull out a couple of results. Unfortunately, Celtic don't do that.
They've got Fiorita or Linfield in their first qualifying match. Scott Sinclair wasn't here last season for the qualifiers.
Yeah, but he'll be looking forward to it. I don't know if it was online, but even in holiday, he was doing a bit of training and looking after himself, Alison. It just shows you the dedication that footballers, and I'm not just talking about him, I'm talking about most of the footballers now. It's not like the old days when we used to go away for 6 or 7 weeks. You would come back maybe 1 or 2 stone overweight because you'd not looked after yourself. These guys are total professionals. They watch what they eat. When they're on holiday, they make sure they look after themselves. They've been given programs to make sure that they come back in peak condition as well, ready for a new season, because you don't get a big break now in football. So while you're on holiday, enjoy it. But to be fair to them, they're so professional that they look after themselves. You know, they really do. And he's won, and he's been terrific. It'll be interesting to see what sort of a season that he's going to have, because it's going to be something else to beat the one he had last season, because he hit the ground running and he was terrific for Celtic.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000.
We'll hear from Scott Sinclair on his England hopes in a minute, but time to get our second contestant of the night on for Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000. It's Sam McFarlane in Port Glasgow. Hello, Sam.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, yourself?
Aye, fine.
You're a Morton fan. Are you happy with what your manager's done so far?
Aye, he's made a few good signings so far, so hopefully we can improve a wee bit on last season.
Where do you see Morton finish? You say you want to improve a bit on last season. I mean, last season was a great season for Morton.
Well, I think we should finish in the top four again, push for the playoffs again probably. But we fell away towards the end last season, so hopefully challenge a wee bit more when it comes to the playoffs if we get there.
Yeah, I think that's what Jim would have been probably most disappointed about. You know, it was a great season. You know, especially at home when you were going on that run of not losing at Capello. And unfortunately, he just couldn't go over the line. And I'm sure Jimmy's experience knows exactly what's now needed. He's doing a terrific job down there, you've got to say. And I think Morton, you know, as a club, are very lucky to have a guy with Jim's experience.
Aye, definitely.
And he'll be here on Friday night for Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan as well.
Can you tell him to bring back Gavin Gunning then, please?
You can give him a call on Friday night and tell him yourself.
Hey,
are you ready to try and get onto this leaderboard?
Aye, hopefully.
Okay, 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass, but I need to take your first answer. All right, Sam?
Okay.
Which decade is considered Dundee's most successful era?
60s.
Which German Bundesliga team's been cleared to play in the Champions League?
RB Leipzig.
Which Scottish team are nicknamed the Loons?
Forfa.
The song Paper Roses was adopted by which Tomorrow. Scottish club? Which Italian football legends qualified for a professional tennis tournament?
Maldini.
Who were the last team to win a Scottish Cup with a full Scottish-born starting 11?
Hearts.
Oh, he was going
Sam,
great.
Sam, what a run you went on there. That's a tricky one, though. That is
Yeah, you've got to really know your football. I knew that one, Sam.
Tell you, you got a 5, Sam.
Well done.
So you're still in with a chance of finishing on that leaderboard at the end of the summer. And remember, you only have to be in the top 8 to have a chance. I'll run through the answers. The 60s is considered Dundee's most successful era. It is RB Leipzig that's been cleared to play in the Champions League. I'm delighted you got this one. The Loons, that is Forfar. And the song Paper Roses, it's Kilmarnock's song. Paolo Maldini has qualified to play in a professional tennis tournament. And who were the last team to win a Scottish...
St Mirren,
yes,
it is St Mirren.
Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Might have known.
If you just, I know as a Morton fan as well, yeah. It's St Mirren that got you. But you did get 5, so you're still within in with a chance.
Okay.
All right, Sam. Well done.
I think Sam actually knew it was St Mirren, but because he didn't want to say it, he decided I'm not saying St Mirren.
There you go.
But that was good. 5.
Well, he's still in the chance. Remember, you can register at Clyde1.com if you're at home shouting out the answers, thinking that you could do that little bit better. Now let's go back to Scott Sinclair. He's made no secret of trying to get back into the England setup with Harry Redknapp among those surprised that he isn't there. The winger says he watched the Scotland-England game earlier this month with interest.
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was a good game to watch. It goes to show, obviously, you know, on the day people keep underestimating Scotland, but on the same time, England were good as well, but it was a good game to watch.
What did you make of Harry Redknapp's comments saying that he's a bit confused as to why you're not in the England setup at the moment?
Yeah, I saw that comment. All I can do is just keep my head down. You know, England's always going to get mentioned, but as far as I'm concerned, it's that I'm getting my work done and all I can concentrate on what's in front of me and what the games I'm playing and just enjoy my football.
Sometimes a lot's made about the fact when players playing up in Scotland don't get the same focus, but given that there were so many Celtic players playing in the Scotland squad against England, do you think that could help you?
Yeah, hopefully it does. You know, I still want to play for England. I still got sort of attributes to play for England and things like that, but like I said, all I'm concentrating on is playing for Celtic and see what happens.
Do you think you maybe get back at the Champions League group stage again? Is that the sort of platform that will make people down sort of suck and take notice of what you guys are doing up here?
Yeah, that's probably one thing that would help it. But like I said, it was all out of my control. Everything in my control is to do as well as I can on the Saturday and keep enjoying my football.
We've already spoken about what a great season Scott Sinclair had last season. Are you surprised that he hasn't been included?
Not really, because not of his ability, Alison, first and foremost, because he has had a terrific season. I just think it's the way that the English tend to look at the Scottish League. They don't think it's not as strong as down in England. He's not playing against Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United, Man City week in, week out and performing. I think the guy, if he keeps playing the way he's playing, and he's right, if he performs in the European campaign, then I think he's got every opportunity to, you know, make a claim for to get in the next squad. I certainly don't think he would let England down. I don't look at England with world class players that I think are a lot better, but I just think it's the league he's playing in that causes a problem. But if he produces the goods in the European stage, then surely they must take him serious.
It's always been difficult for players when they're playing up here to get into the England squad. Fraser Forster, for example, but after the Champions League, and he found his way in there.
Yeah, that's because they look at the Scottish League, and no disrespect, so they look at, you know, playing against, like, say, the the Motherwells and Kilmarnocks and Inverness, who've just been relegated, Ross Counties and stuff like that. So they don't see it as being a very, very strong league. But if he keeps doing it, and then you touched on there, the minute you produce it in the Champions League in Europe, people take notice. Have a look at the amount of Celtic players who had a good Champions League campaign and ended up in English Premier League.
Yeah.
So people take notice of that. And he's right in what he's saying. I like the way he's talking. He's not in control of that. What he's got to do is say, right, I've got to keep producing the football and the style of football and produce it week in and week out. And surely the call will certainly come.
Well, Gareth Southgate have taken some notice of just how many Celtic players were in that Scotland squad, and after what they did against England, so close to getting that win.
Yeah, he's got to take notice of that, and you know, just the performance from Scotland against England, and that'll be in the back of his mind. The one thing that Gareth has got, he's got a lot of talent there. He's got a lot of players that he can now say, well, hold on a minute, I've got guys that are playing at the top level in football, the English Premiership, and they'll probably come before Scott Sinclair. But I'm sure that if he keeps playing the way he's playing, and as we touched on, the Champions League scene is so, so important for him. And if he can find a few performances, surely they can't stop, you know, putting him back in the squad. He's got to have a chance at least.
Some players have obviously headed down south before, so they enhance their England chances. But Scott Sinclair is happy here. He doesn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah, he doesn't. If you look at, a lot of people argue about his career down in England, it was really going nowhere. And he's come up and he's working under Brendan Rodgers, that he obviously worked under before. The manager knew his strengths, and he's just got the best out of him again. He's new lease of life. He likes playing at the club. He looks comfortable. He was terrific last year, picking up the awards as well. Deservedly so. I think he deserved them. So he's just got to keep playing. It's as simple as that. And hopefully the England manager will recognise, hold on a minute, it doesn't matter what league you're playing in, it's the consistency of the way he's playing, and give him an opportunity.
Scott Sinclair was speaking today at a media event to announce that Celtic raised £2 million that will go to the Celtic Foundation, part of the Lisbon Lions celebrations for the 50th anniversary, which included the Hydro concert as well. So £2 million going to great causes from this.
Yeah, deservedly so. You know, you talk about last year's Celtic team, the Invincibles, they were called, but if you look at Celtic's history, it's all about the Lisbon Lions, Alison. As much as you can pat them all in the back last year, the manager, backroom staff, players, to go through a season undefeated is sensational for them. To win the treble as well. And you look at, you know, the season they had, but if you look at Celtic's history, it's all about, you know, the Lisbon Lions. And you've got to congratulate them. And I still think that, you know, as much as everybody will stand up and they'll be in the history books last year, the Lisbon Lions are the main ones.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard. £5,000 fan.
Gordon DL here with me, Alison Conroy, through until 7 o'clock. It is 20 to 7 at the moment, and Susie will have the travel after these.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan. Register to play at Clyde1.com.
Clyde One.
This is Clyde One's Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. Gordon DL here with me, Alison Conroy, through until 7 o'clock tonight. Gordon, I want to go to your club. I want to go to Motherwell now.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I was wondering what club we were going to.
You've got a few.
Yes, I have. Yes, go to Motherwell, yes.
Well, Keith Lasley's decided to retire. He's hanging up his boots after being appointed as assistant manager.
Yes, I think that now it's time for Keith to just, you know, concentrate on the coaching side of it. It's obviously something he's been looking towards. I think it's good news for Motherwell. You want to keep people like Keith Lasley about the club. He's been there such a long time, a terrific servant, captain. I think I'm right in saying over 400 games, Alison.
Yeah.
You've got to applaud the lad. You know, he put his heart and soul into the club, and it's great that he's been rewarded with a coaching role, assistant manager's role, and I'm sure he'll get every respect from the players and everyone concerned at Fir Park, and I'm sure the Motherwell fans are absolutely delighted with that news.
We'll hear from Keith on tomorrow night's show. He's speaking to us tomorrow, but there's some quotes from the Motherwell website. From the first day I walked in here off a building site and into Motherwell and thinking that I would go on to play however many games, captain the club, play in Europe and play till the age of 37 is beyond my wildest expectations.
Yes, and you know, near the end of the season, you were looking up and being on the bench, and I think that you get to that age and you get to that stage that you realise, can I do another pre-season? At 37, he's obviously had a lot of pre-seasons under his belt, and pre-seasons, we all know, is a very, very hard shift if you've ever had to do one. And his body must have said, look, you know, it's time to hang the boots up. And you've got to say, he's given it a real go. At 37, he'll have no regrets. It's not a case of saying, well, I've got a decision to make round about the 30, 31 mark, whether I get into coaching. That's what happened to me as a young manager. I went player manager 31, 32 at Ayr United, and I lost a few years in my playing side. Fortunate enough for Keith, that's not happened. And I think it's the right time. It's a terrific move, and I think it's a big boost for everyone concerned at Motherwell Football Club, and we wish him all the best in the world.
He's done his badges and he's been combining his playing with helping out the under-20s in mm-hmm. recent seasons as well, so he's got that bit of experience behind him as well.
Well, that's what I like about him. He's went and he's starting to learn his trade, and obviously doing a little bit with the 20s, working with them, going about, watching how the manager goes about his business. You know, it's all a learning curve, especially when if you've played for so long, Alison, you think that moving just right into coaching and management is easy. It's not. It's very difficult. Keith, I think's going about his business the right way, working with the 20s, obviously, you know, looking at the first team, being involved with the first team, now step up to the assistant manager. I think it's great news for him, and as I say, a great servant to the club, and I'm sure every Motherwell fan is delighted to see him still being a part of the club.
Yeah, and he's stepping up to that after James McFadden left the club.
Yeah, another legend. James, I don't know what's happening with him. I don't know if he still want to go and see if he can still play, or he wants to be his own man. He's had a little go at being assistant manager. He was with Mark McGee as well. So you might just find that James has looked at it and thought, no, I've learned a bit from managers like Mark McGee, who's assistant to Gordon Strachan at Scotland. He might just be one of these guys that want to be a number one. Some people are quite happy in being an assistant manager and a coach. Others want to be their own boss. James McFadden might just be one of these guys.
And some signing news at Motherwell today as well. They've signed Russell Griffiths, the goalkeeper from Everton, on a one-year deal. He was on loan at Motherwell for the second half of last season. Of course, Craig Sampson, he's moved on. He's gone back to St Mirren.
Yes, they've got to do their business in the right way, Alison. Obviously, finances dictate that at clubs like Motherwell and at other, you know, clubs like that stature. Mm. Once somebody leaves, you've got to try and replace them, and it's all about money, it's all about wages, and you know, Motherwell go about their business quite well, and it'll be interesting to see what sort of a season that they're going to have. The one thing that you can always say about Motherwell now, which was never said before, is every time we turn up, their pitch is absolutely brilliant. And that's the only thing I think lets them down a little bit, because everybody now looks forward to going to Fir Park
and
playing
it?
In that surface. Yeah, I've been, you know, as a footballer, you used to, there was grounds that you loved and there was grounds that you hated mm-hmm. because of the pitch. You can't say that about Fir Park now. It's a terrific surface.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan.
Rapidly running out of time tonight in Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan, but let's get our final contestant of the evening on. We've got Andy Bacon and Cambus Lang. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
You're a Celtic fan. What did you think of Scott Sinclair's comments? Another season unbeaten?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I think to do it once was unbelievable. I just don't see it. And I actually can see us perhaps maybe losing quite early on in the season, which might in turn be quite good. Mm-hmm. It might release a bit of the pressure, because I'm sure pre-season that's all the players will get asked about, along with the Champions League. So I'm looking forward to another a good season. I think we'll go from strength to strength, and a couple more additions, and I think we'll it'll look really, really good for next season.
Right, will we try and get you onto the leaderboard for £5,000, fan?
Let's try.
Okay. Sounds
confident.
Come on.
Oh,
30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass, but I need to take your first answer. All right. Liam Boyce has left Ross County for which English Championship team?
Burton Albion.
In 1998, which current Scottish Premiership team were saved from bankruptcy by a fan organised campaign?
Dundee.
Which country did Dynamo Kiev play in?
Ukraine.
What's the name of Rangers' new director of football?
Can't tell you.
An alley-oop's a move performed in which sport?
Basketball.
Who became Scotland's most expensive player upon his move to RB Leipzig?
Pass.
Nottingham Forest.
It is Mark Allen, it is. You managed to get a 3, Andy. So Liam Boyce has left Ross County for Burton Albion. It was Partick Thistle who were saved from bankruptcy in 1998. Dynamo Kiev do play in Ukraine. Mark Allen, as you say, is Rangers director of football. And alley-oops performed in basketball. And it was...
Do I know what I said?
Yes.
You did say basketball. I've got a tick beside that as well. So that's one of your three that you got right. Yes. Who became Scotland's most expensive player upon his move to RB Leipzig? It was Oliver Burke.
Yeah.
So well done, Andy. You got 3. Thanks for registering, taking part.
No worries.
All right. Bye.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Like, who just double checked that? He was like, I said that.
Quite right as well.
But no, he did. That was one of his 3. Yep. We've spoken about the players coming in at Rangers. Not many going out, but it looks like Preston North End could be interested in James Tavernier and Rob Kiernan.
Yeah, I think that with the amount of players that are going to come in, I don't think that the Rangers manager's finished in the transfer market, Alison. I think he's looking for maybe one or two more.
Dorans and Walker among
them. Yeah, exactly. Now, as much as it's been great news today financially for Rangers, they've got to balance the books. You can't get yourself into a bad position again. So to bring more players in, I'm sure Dave King will be having a chat with the Rangers manager saying, right, okay, we're prepared to back you in the transfer market, but we have to get players out the door.
Yeah.
You know, I hate saying this, but there's a lot of dead wood in there that the Rangers manager really doesn't want.
He's already told the ones that
Exactly.
Can go.
But the problem is, when you're sitting on a good contract, like anyone else, then you'll only go if you're going to get, you know, the right club, the right contract, the right money. And if that doesn't come along, you are entitled to sit there and take your money. It doesn't matter what anybody says, because Rangers gave these guys contracts and you've got to honour them. But if I was a Rangers player and the manager had said to me, look, you're not in my plans, I think the most important thing for a footballer, money comes into it nowadays. Money plays a massive part in the game. But surely you want to play football. If you look at, we spoke about him there, Keith Lasley, over 400 games and memories and the games that he can look back on, and the good times and the bad times. As much as money is important to everybody in life, of course it is, I think if you're a football player, first and foremost, you want to play. And if you're not going to be involved at a club, try your best. And sometimes there's a sacrifice to be made, whether it is saying, right, okay, I might have to give up a couple of quid here, I might have to take a step back to go forward again, but at least you're playing and you're training Monday to Friday with a look to playing a Saturday, which is your love of the sport. That's why you're a footballer. So it'll be interesting to see how many players do eventually. We know Joe Garner's away. I think there'll be a few more following him out the door, because he's got to make room to bring other players that he wants into the club.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan. That's about it for tonight, on the day that Rangers end their dispute with Sports Direct, entering into a new deal, which the club hope will mean that fans start to buy strips tonight. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the day's sports news at Clyde1.com/SSB and on Twitter at ClydeSSB. Remember, if you think you've got the sporting knowledge and want to win £5,000 at the end of the summer, just go to Clyde1.com to register. I'll be back tomorrow night with Derek Johnson. It's Callum Gallagher that's up next. But from Gordon and myself, Gordon,
good night.
A very good night to y'all. Bye-bye.